Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 97.1 The Eagle. Thanks for rolling with us today. By the way, all of our segments are available via podcast. So if you want to listen in the morning or at night or on the weekend, you can. It's BenandSkinPodcast.com. BenandSkinPodcast.com. You can subscribe, get notifications whenever something new goes up, so you never have to miss a minute of the action. Now, this segment is brought to you by Live to Give. Live to Give is an awesome company that was started by John Wayne Walding. He is a Green Beret who lost his leg in the Battle of Shock Valley in 2008. He's an exceptional human being and just a true American hero. And he wanted to start a company where it made it easy for folks to give back to both military and first responder-based charities. And so here's how it works. Live to Give makes bottled water, and they also make coffee. And anytime you order their bottled water or their coffee, half of the proceeds of your order go to benefit these charities that John Wayne Walding has personally vetted. So it's got to be the easiest way for you to give back to first responders and military-based charities just by drinking water and just by drinking delicious coffee.
Yeah, it's really, really cool to be associated with these folks. It's cool what they do. And they make it so easy, Ben. All you do is drink some water, drink some coffee, and money goes to charity. It's a no-brainer.
All right, easiest thing ever, livetogive.com. Go support those guys. Be a part of their coffee service where it's just automated. It just comes to you every month. Order some bottled water and give back. But right now, it's time for this.
Skin has got some things to talk about. The time to talk about it's probably now. He's gonna splash on you.
I love to party. I'm right. I do love to party. Before I get into this topic I want to get into, I was just out in the hall enjoying some Lone Star.
Yeah.
Not the beer, the radio station. And Jeremy by Pearl Jam was on. So I just looked that up the other day. Because you guys know the story that it's based on a kid named Jeremy that took his life at Richardson High School.
And now, what was the connection to Richardson?
Okay, so the story I had heard was that the drummer had lived here at one point. But I didn't know if that was true or not. And so I'm sitting there getting ready for the Mav game, and Falwell is married to a girl that me and Ben went to high school with, a Bertner. So he's interested in things Richardson, and Falwell's just an information hound. Like, he loves facts and information, and he's just a sponge in that regard. And so Richardson had come up, and Pearl Jam had come up, and I was like, you know, I don't know the story. So actually, last week, I went and looked it up, because I just knew the details fuzzily. And what I didn't realize, the connection was that Eddie Vedder saw it in the newspaper and had never heard of Richardson and made assumptions about the boy. So if you listen to the song, the boy takes his life because his parents turned their back on him. Actually, the boy was having lots of problems, and his dad had scheduled to go meet with a counselor. But, you know, this is 1991. People's outlook on teen depression is very different, et cetera, et cetera. And so the family had gotten upset with Eddie Vedder for changing the story, which he never knew the story. He just projected his own narrative onto what he read.
And this isn't even your segment. This is just a little suicide appetizer?
Yeah, a little suicide appetizer. Okay. But what I'm curious about, because I did this same thing yesterday morning. Do you guys ever see something, don't know the backstory, and project your own narrative onto it?
Yes, except I changed their name before.
You make assumptions about what those people are like.
I mean, we all do, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the other day, yesterday, I went to the bank, and they'd closed down the motor bank, so you have to go inside to cash the check.
I went to cash check. Went to get
you
cash.
You motor banking son of a bitch.
Well, man, I'm built for speed. And so a guy had pulled into the space just before me, and he was in a pickup truck, and he was dressed the way dudes used to do. When I worked for my dad, I was on a lot of job sites. And so he just looked like a tradesman or a contractor.
Okay.
I just made that up. I have no idea. He might dress like that. And he was in a truck, so it looked like a work truck. And he was ahead of me, and he was walking incredibly slow. But he wasn't old. And when I turned the corner, his right foot was shooting out at a 45-degree angle. Like, one foot was facing forward, and the other one was facing completely to the side.
He had a gimp.
And he was really struggling. And I looked at that, and I went, he just hurt himself on the job. Like, I immediately made up this whole story in my head about how the injury happened, because he looked completely healthy, and he was very nice. And I actually, by the time I got to the door, he opened the door for me. And I was like, dude, let me get the door for you.
You were in the car.
No. We'd gotten out to go inside.
You got out at the same time?
He got out way before me. And he had limped way ahead of me. And when I turned the corner, I was like, oh my God, look at that guy's foot. And he looked like he was in pain.
Okay, so it wasn't something he'd maybe been dealing with his whole life. It may have been a recent injury.
Right. And in my head, he had just fallen on the job site. And I don't know what, you know, was worried about insurance or whatever. And he had to go get cash from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I immediately made up this crazy story in my head about this person I've never seen. He may not even work in the trades. I have
Why
no
didn't
idea.
You just ask him? You were curious?
I didn't want to go, hey, do you work in the trades? And what happened to your foot?
And
you
could just
go,
hey, so messed up.
I'm so sorry, man. You look like you're in pain. You need anything?
But you guys do that too, right?
Yeah. Imagination.
Yeah.
Imagination.
It's just instantly I projected a whole narrative on this guy. And who knows?
I generally just kind of walk and handle my business.
Well, that's bold.
I don't know.
Is it?
I generally just walk and handle my business.
Yeah, I don't think I would have thought too much about it, to be honest.
All right.
I would have. I would have wondered how it happened.
Yes.
And I would have gone over some scenarios in my mind. And, yeah, that's just being a good detective. And I think you and I would be great cops together. Christina, too.
Yeah.
We could be in a buddy cop movie. And KT would be the worst cop.
I'd be a terrible cop.
He would be jealous and want to be a cop after he heard that I was the McConaughey-type cop, because he always wants to talk like McConaughey.
Yeah, you'd be like Farva.
No, I'm good. I don't really need to have a role. I'm just kind of like...
You were the guy who rode the tractor and had the sex dungeon.
You guys send me the paperwork.
Oh.
Yeah, I kind of be that guy.
Didn't you be in a band? You used to be in a band called Sex Dungeon.
I wish, dude. No, I was in Death by Denim. And we had a couple
hits. You're on Tulane Highway. It was a country band.
Tulane Highway is my country band.
So anyways... Different. So somebody probably projected a narrative, a disgusting narrative, onto my wife today.
Oh.
Because we went to the doctor and she limped out of, it's our buddy Brad Ballard. She's getting whatever it is, PRP or, you know, knee injections. Because poor girl, when she was like 8 or maybe younger, she broke her knee and they didn't know it. And so she had a broken knee for like a day.
Oh my God.
So she's got terrible, I think it's her left knee is just a disaster. So she's getting the PRP injections. So this is the second one today. So she's limping. We limp out to the car. I open the door for her. She gets in the car, and she's in pain. It hurts to get those injections. So we drive about 30 seconds, and then we hear this.
Hey, it's KT for the Ben and Skin Show, and changing your busy lifestyle for the health of it isn't always easy. But when it comes to keeping your snacks on track, pecans are the perfect on-the-go nut to help you out. Pecans are packed with multiple health-promoting nutrients and bioactive compounds. You could say that each conveniently delicious pecan is a nutritional powerhouse of flavor. They're America's original super nut and are a super snack for your low-carb lifestyle. And the best part is, a handful does the trick. Learn more about their health benefits at AmericanPecan.com. That's AmericanPecan.com. I love pecans.
Okay, you heard that on The Eagle?
We were transfixed.
Wow.
I mean, it changed the next 30 minutes of the car ride. First of all, halfway through it, she goes, is this real?
When did you bust that nut endorsement out?
Okay, hold on. You heard that today on the...
We heard it this morning at about... That was probably about, let me think, 9:30. It was probably about 9:45 leaving the doctor's office.
So I got an email last week to do a spec spot. And for those who don't know, a spec spot is when you are asked to record a spot for a potential client, but no deal is finalized. So I have had zero communication that this deal was sealed, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No one has told me that. You're just telling me that the endorsement's happening?
Oh, it's on the air, bro.
Hell yeah!
Yep.
And the obvious question is asked, how much of that copy did you just make up?
Half to most of it.
You called it a super nut. Dude, do you guys want to hear that again? I mean,
I
are
do.
You just
yes.
like...
Yes. God, the ending is the best
this,
part.
A lot of information.
There's a lot to really digest here.
Hey, it's KT from the Ben and Skin Show, and changing your busy lifestyle for the health of it isn't always easy. But when it comes to keeping your snacks on track, pecans are the perfect on-the-go nut to help you out. Pecans are packed with multiple health-promoting nutrients and bioactive compounds. You could say that each conveniently delicious pecan is a nutritional powerhouse of flavor. They're America's original super nut and are a super snack for your low-carb lifestyle. And the best part is, a handful does the trick. Learn more about their health benefits at AmericanPecan.com. That's AmericanPecan.com. I love pecans.
Here's what I like the most about it.
I'm amazed by this. This is awesome.
It's an incredible endorsement. And at the very end, I was sitting there going, all right, he spoke to me on a few things. The low-carb lifestyle, definitely living that lifestyle, bro. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, these sound delicious. And you know what? It's been a while since I've had a delicious pecan. And then I was like, nah, I think I'm good. And then he said, I like pecans, or whatever he said at the end.
I love pecans.
I love pecans. I was like, you know what? Me too. I'm in. I'm going to do this. That was a great job, man.
Okay, so first, go ahead, Christine. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just waiting to see what he's going to bring out of his, oh, do you have the
you pen? Have some?
Yeah. Oh, he's busting out nuts in
the
studio.
I forgot to break these out.
Is that the one work? You're endorsing, or what is that? Or you're endorsing all pecans?
I meant to break these out yesterday. I put them in a bag and forgot. I just remembered.
That's the other thing.
Mammoth pecans. Well,
can I get some of those?
Oh, hell yeah. A handful does the trick, Ben.
That's what I hear.
He's not endorsing mammoth pecans. He's endorsing all pecans.
America's super nut.
Like, who paid for this?
Hold on.
A handful does the trick.
Thank you.
Oh, it doesn't say it on here.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's like the American Pecan Association or something.
Are you kidding me, dude? I'm trying to take pecans.
Can you play it again?
Yeah. Hold on. We got to listen to this while we're eating this.
Hey, it's KT for the Ben and Skin Show, and changing your busy lifestyle for the health of it isn't always easy. But when it comes to keeping your snacks on track, pecans are the perfect on-the-go nut to help you out. Pecans are packed with multiple health-promoting nutrients and bioactive compounds. You could say that each conveniently delicious pecan is a nutritional powerhouse of flavor. They're America's original super nut and are a super snack for your low-carb lifestyle. And the best part is, a handful does the trick. Learn more about their health benefits at AmericanPecan.com.
Okay.
That's AmericanPecan.com. I love pecans.
That's who it is. It's AmericanPecan.com that reached out to you.
There's a lot of pecan money out there.
I got these at Bucky's.
Would you say there's a powerhouse of flavor in these?
There's a powerhouse of flavor.
They're kind of sweet.
Yeah, pecans are
Well, you'll find very quickly. This is truly the only super nut.
Okay, if you're AmericanPecans.com mm-hmm. and you're going to do a celebrity endorsement and you're going to claim it's a super nut, wouldn't you get Peter North to be your endorser?
Why?
Because he's famous. Why did you think?
I don't think he's doing well.
Oh, no, is that? I don't know what happened.
This pecan's a little obscene. I need you to look at it.
What?
No. Oh, my God.
See it?
Yeah.
What, like a camel toe?
Well, yeah.
Hey, would you do me a favor? Would you play that other thing I asked you to play?
Yes.
God, this is great news. Gary,
so which nut is having the best endorser? Pecans with KT or peanuts with Gary Busey?
Well, I think KT is very possible of seeing the Gary Busey peanut song and matching it with his own pecan song.
I think that's
absolutely
fair. Kevin?
That can be done.
Now, do you,
now, I don't know those chords he was playing. That was definitely out of tune. And
yeah.
He's really just hitting on a G, it sounded like. But
I think you could teach yourself that. God, these pecans are really good.
Think about the pecans. The size. You know those little, they're somewhat healthy crackers. I know crackers aren't always the most healthy, but some like you kind of, but sometimes they're kind of used as like a foundation, a base,
mm-hmm.
and you get like a little piece of Gouda cheese,
ooh.
Put that, and then throw a pecan on top of it.
That's the thing. Think about this, man.
It's super nut for a reason. It pairs with anything.
That is next level.
You can pair it with Tastework chips.
No, but he's talking about.
That's interesting.
He's talking about the fact that a lot of carb-oriented things are what he's calling a base: crackers, tortillas, bread, mm-hmm. etc. If you took this super nut and you put cheese on it and then a little bit of jam, I bet.
Why jam?
You never put, we'll do that at the crib. We'll put a little bit of jelly jam on top of some cheese on top of a cracker, and it's bonkers. It's really, really
good.
Now,
I will say that the Easy Slider truck has a goat cheese strawberry jam burger. That's insane.
Jam and cheese is good. So if you want to put on a super nut, but I don't want to offend KT. But I've noticed in the studio, Christina brings some amazing nuts in here.
What kind of nuts does she have?
These are almonds.
Oh, almond.
So the
these
other...
are spicy pickle almonds, and they are amazing.
KT's less capable of generating
An almond endorsement?
Such a incredible...
what are you saying?
Oh, a spicy dill?
Yeah.
Well, now that I got backwards boners, it's like...
Yeah. I don't know that that's part of the endorsement.
You know,
these are good though.
Some people, and this almonds have been on a good run.
Almonds have been on a good run. went on the air and said that.
Almonds have been on a good run the last 5 years.
Interesting.
But I think now we're kind of seeing that we're turning the page into the decade. They're going to look back in the roaring 20s. We're going to be all about the pecan.
Okay, that's interesting. Because I've been an almond guy.
Yeah.
You were one of the Allman Brothers.
Hey, I like them. Don't love them. Like them.
But you've opened my mind up to the whole pecan marketplace, which I was neglecting, admittedly.
Oh, you're neglecting nuts?
Yes. I was. Yeah.
He was just pointing to them.
Yeah.
They weren't coming to fruition.
Until KT pulled his out, I really hadn't even thought about them.
What about pistachios? She brings pistachios in here, and they're delicious.
They're the crawfish of nuts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, I like this.
Okay. Yeah. Solid point there.
Takes a lot of work to enjoy just a little bit of peanut meat.
I would say king crab, though, because they're so good once you get them out.
I would also say peanuts are more work than pistachios, or at least the ones that she was bringing in here. Those things pop out really
those
easily.
Those are amazing.
You really don't. Most people, I think, I could be wrong about this, but I think most peanut consumption in the United States is people that have paid to have the shells removed.
Yeah.
Oh, like honey roasted nuts?
Like you're getting the nut, but you're not getting the shell.
The shells.
If you go to an outdoor
activity.
What are you laughing at?
Want some dust on your hands?
You said it very aggressively.
If you go to a game, you got to crack that nut. You got to crack the shell to get the delicious nut.
Yeah, like a baseball game?
Yeah.
I think...
Peanuts,
what?
Cracker Jacks, and popcorn at the baseball game.
Mm-hmm. Did you say peanuts?
Peanuts.
Oh. So then, okay, we have to take pecans, the super nut. We should probably take it out of the conversation so that we can protect KT's endorsement. But outside of the super nut, what is the greatest nut?
I mean, I think...
Why are you laughing, Ben? You dirty whore.
No flavor, right? Just plain?
Yeah, plain. Original, right?
Because I don't like almonds with nothing on them.
She won't like eat her almonds dry.
What?
The super nut is more of the just build up.
You talking about an explosion of nut?
I'm just saying like you've waited so long that it produces a
calcium amount.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, if you wait, it's better.
Like, I'm waiting to eat this?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you eat pecans every day, you're going to get burnt out on them. But if you wait until, oh my God, it's been like, right now I'm sitting here thinking pecans are the greatest thing ever because of this endorsement. But tomorrow I might be, I've just had it yesterday. I'm not going to bust out as big of a pack of nuts.
Are you describing the emotion known as horny?
Sir.
Cashews? Nuts?
Yes.
People like cashews.
Oh, I'm a cashews guy.
I've always had cashews on my desk.
Respect.
You're a nut aficionado.
I know. I didn't realize it.
I've always been a cashews guy.
Macadamia?
Macadamia nuts? What'd you just say?
I don't know what macadamia.
I'll tell you something. One of the most underrated Thanksgiving foods is pecan pie.
Hell yeah.
So that's
you
the
know
thing.
Why? Because it's got the super nut in it.
Nobody ever makes cashew pie or peanut pie.
No. He's right.
Have you ever had a penis pie? Peanuts?
What?
Huh?
I've seen a penis pie. Peanut pie. Nut butter. Do you still eat nut butter, Ben?
I just ate some.
Interesting. He really did.
So you had a warm-up to the super nut with some nut butter?
You had the nut butter after the super nut.
You had a nut butter entree to lead up to some super nut.
Right.
That sounds delicious.
Nutting.
I'll be honest with you. I wasn't preparing in my mind today. No. I didn't think I'd have this many nuts.
You think you'd get a double nut?
It's hard to do that.
I'm just telling you, dude. It's what happens. You're driving down the street, and then suddenly you hear this.
Hey, it's KT for the Ben and Skin Show, and changing your busy lifestyle for the health of it isn't always easy. But when it comes to keeping your snacks on track, pecans are the perfect on-the-go nut to help you out. Pecans are packed with multiple health-promoting nutrients and bioactive compounds. You could say that each conveniently delicious pecan is a nutritional powerhouse of flavor. They're America's original super nut and are a super snack for your low-carb lifestyle. And the best part is, a handful does the trick. Learn more about their health benefits at AmericanPecan.com. That's AmericanPecan.com. I love pecans.
There's been a lot of times where doctors have walked into the office and said, sir, you're out of shape and in poor health. And a doctor has never followed that up with, we need to get you on a strict pecan diet.
We need to get you a handful of pecans ASAP.
I mean, I understand that good copy and pushing the idea of the super nut, but I don't know that pecans are transformative in that way that you're selling me on.
Well, you better learn now.
Well, I don't even know how you get credit for this. If people just start buying more pecans in the United States, you get to keep doing it.
There's been a pecan surge in the South.
This is a comeback story, and I want everyone to know.
Huh?
Everyone loves a good comeback story. Pecans are back.
Badass.
Thanks, Kevin. Coming up next, the weekday update. Now we get to the ketchup shortage and a Michael Hawk story. We'll get into that next.
Oh, Mike.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.